You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Altoona. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In March, we stopped in Altoona. Today, John Yon talks with his mother, Naomi Yon, about her childhood and her career as a nurse.
If I remember, you were born in 1924. What were some of your earliest memories growing up in Juniata?
Well, I went to a Logan school, and I went there till I was in fifth grade.
Well, that would have taken you up to just about the Great Depression. And the reason that sticks in my mind is you always said, when people normally talk about the Great Depression, they normally talk about what they lost or belongings or things like this. But you've always had this wonderfully positive impression of the Great Depression. Why was that for you?
Well, my father lost his job, and they gave me to an aunt in Huntingdon County, and I became an only child, for a couple years anyhow.
They split the family up?
Well, just me.
Oh, okay.
They sent me down there, and then I went to a one-room school. There aren't many people living now that go to one-room school.
No, not at all. And you finished, what, elementary school there?
I went to eighth grade.
Eighth grade in a one-room school.
But I went to school in a horse-drawn wagon, had been an ambulance for the J.C. Blair Hospital. And the driver sat out front and drove us, just like looks on the old Westerns. But then I went into Huntingdon at eighth grade.
Okay. Did you graduate from Huntington High?
No. My dad got recalled to the railroad, and we moved back up to Altoona.
You spent most of your career as a nurse. How did you get into nursing?
Well, I got admitted to Mercy Hospital as a student nurse, and I was a class clown.
You still are.
And we used to sneak out and, sheet store. We used to walk from Mercy, sneak out at night and go down there and get ham sandwiches and ice cream. And I was the instigator most of the time.
Now, that wasn't the sheet store that we know. They have like 400 stores.
That was the original Pop Sheets.
Now, I remember a couple of years ago, you had me help you fill out some paperwork about being a cadet nurse toward the end of your nurse's career.
Right. We went to Deshawn Army Hospital in Pittsburgh.
Your name's actually on the Women's Memorial
in
Arlington Cemetery for Women in Military Service.
Right.
Now, this really wasn't the first time that you did something in a predominantly male world, because weren't you one of the first two women as charter members of the Juniata Gap Volunteer Fire Company?
Oh, yes, I definitely was. Your dad, Junie, was the first fire chief, and I was the EMT.
30 years later, my beloved and deceased wife, Janet, joined the fire company. She wanted to spend some time with me because was always at the fire company if I wasn't at home.
Right.
You and Dad, you kind of gave me a good start on it, because if Dad was babysitting and the fire siren went off, he threw me on the front seat of the fire truck, and you guys took me on ambulance calls.
I took you on the ambulance calls.
Mom, I love you. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
I really appreciate this, too. It's been great.
Naomi Yon and her son, John. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.